Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Hello everyone and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from Niagara on Lake Ontario, Canada, this beautiful Friday morning. So, were you able to take some time out yesterday? How did that work for you? I had a lovely drive and really enjoyed the morning. The Niagara River was sparkling and I just felt so joyful the whole trip. I didn't take any pictures though. I had the camera in the car, but I didn't feel moved to take pictures just to be a part of what was going on around me. When I got home, I felt so great that I decided to send out some emails to Catholic schools about the crosses I make to welcome back staff, and you know what? I got 2 orders immediately. Just as an aside, if your church or school or group may be interested in getting some of my crosses for a fundraiser, go to bishopdeb.com. Shameless plug there. I've had a little Bible verse running through my head for a few days now. It's from Paul's letter to the Philippians in chapter 4. And Paul is encouraging the little church in Philippi, and he says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Yesterday we were talking about taking time for yourself every day, and how important it is to make sure that you do have time to recharge from all the demands of life. Whether you're a corporate giant, a mom with a growing family, a retail worker, an on-the-run bishop, everything in between, there are some weeks when our schedule is loaded up like a supreme taco. Sometimes I look at my calendar and I have written things in the margins with arrows pointing to the day. It's crazy, really. And I know you know what that's like. Sometimes it is a matter of time management. Sometimes I need to say no. Sometimes we need to prioritize. Sometimes we need to get the calendar and just write blocks of time that say, taken, booked, me, my time, family time, and leave them be. They are like your little oases in the week. But if you are like me, sometimes you get to that place where you think you just have to do everything yourself. You delegate to someone, they just don't do it as well as you would. You ask for help, nobody steps forward, or they're too busy themselves. I worry that we get too wrapped up, too busy in the doing, that we forget that we don't have to do it all. We do not possess superpowers. But we do have something very special, something we can count on. We have God in our life, and God wants us to be happy and enjoy our life. So, we need to take a breath and look at how we're spending our time. How are we spending our life? We only get so many minutes in a day. We only get so many days. How are we spending our time? Are we happy? Are we feeling put upon? Are we feeling alone? Are we feeling stretched way past our limit? Things go in cycles. There are times when we have downtime and other times when we're very busy. But on the whole, how are you feeling about your life? On this Friday, let's just stop for a minute. And remember, we can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength we need. We can face those challenges that we're encountering, because Jesus is there with us. We can overcome the fatigue of our life, of the schedule, of the many tasks and things that we need to handle, because we're given the grace that we need. We can be courageous. We can say no to things because somebody else will handle it. We do not walk this journey alone. We have a wonderful model and example in Jesus. Remember, he often took time apart to go sit by himself to pray, to recharge. He needed to rest and reflect, and he took that time. Many times in the Bible, that's what you hear. Jesus went off to a mountain to pray. And really, you get perspective when you have downtime. You get a chance to think about things and let answers come. So as you look forward to your weekend, take time to connect with our loving Creator. Ask for the strength that you need, the wisdom, the guidance, the answers. And as you do, be aware of that shining presence beside you, offering support, offering affirmation, and lifting your spirit. We can do all things through Christ, who gives us strength. God brings us everything we need, and all we have to do is give over a little bit of that control of the calendar and relax. Let go and let God. Let God's strength move in you and through you. Let God's answers come to you. Let God's wisdom fill you. Have a fabulous weekend, everyone. If you can, join us for Sunday worship at 10 a.m. here on Blog Talk, or catch it later on the archive. And remember to visit our Indiegogo campaign. We're raising funds to upgrade our computer and our broadcasting equipment, which is kind of archaic. We really appreciate your help to get out the word or offer a little donation if you're able. Now let's have a prayer and bless our day. Gracious God, we give you thanks for all the possibilities and the blessings of this new day. We ask you to go before us, to smooth the way, to set your angels around us, to protect us, and to protect everyone whom we love. We hold before you the people in our life who need healing, who need help, support, guidance, and direction. And we lift up our own needs to you. We give them over so that we can focus on the wonder and the beauty of the world. We let go and we let you work in our lives for good. Thank you for every blessing. May we be affirmed and empowered to be a blessing in this world today. Amen. Thanks for joining me, everyone. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb saying have a fabulous day.